What's up, everybody? How you doing? Monday morning. Hope you're doing well, engaging, having a damn. James Levesque, as always, join us Monday through Friday week mornings for our daily devotional. Hit me up at James_Levesque on Twitter, Instagram. Let us know where you're listening from, how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. I think we're about 1,800 daily subscribers, which is awesome. Really, thanks to you. It's going to be a powerful week. Let's jump in. We're going to call this episode One Another. You know, if you picked up a Bible, right? Say you never had an understanding of the Lord or Christianity or any of this, and somebody just handed you a Bible, what would you think, right? I think we've gotten a Western culture, you know, Christianity mindset. But the truth is, if you and I would pick this Bible up right now, man, we ain't getting in the same place where I write this second. It's so man-made, you know what I mean? It's so, like, movie. Christianity today, most people just go in, you know, kind of check off the box of Jesus, right? It's like they go in, they don't really encounter, they don't really experience, they kind of just exist, really. At the heart of who we are, I mean, I know a lot of believers, I've met a ton of them. I wouldn't say loving people is at the height, right? We love people that do things for us. We love people that can, you know, help us, which is doing things for us. We love people that do things, you know, that give us gifts. But truly, we're called to love people, right? We're called to love one another. And it always perplexed me in the early days because I would see people have an encounter with the Lord and they would like just get on fire for God, but it never translated in loving people. It never translated into, you know, I see in a lot of ministers. I was at, our publishers came in town because we got a big book being launched next summer and they just wanted to just visit me for a weekend to see kind of what I do, you know, just on my area, whatever. And we went to Feed the Homeless together. And, I mean, it's something that we do. I mean, the church does every single day. But I do definitely like to go down there. And we're feeding the homeless. We're loving on these people. And he just said to me, this is so crazy. And I said, well, what? And he said, you know, we meet a lot of authors and mega church pastors. Man, they start out this way. But they never stay this way. And which was so bizarre to me because I feel like I don't feed the homeless because it brings attention and notoriety. I feed the homeless because that's what I did before any of you knew who I was, and I just have a desire to love the poor. You know, it's out of love, right? So I don't understand somebody that loves people that all of a sudden stops loving people because it's inconvenient and they have a mega church. I mean, that's garbage, right? But in so many ways, we just stop loving, right? So I think in your life, right, there's probably people that you really cared about that you're probably a little cold towards. Do we care about the poor anymore? Do we care about one another anymore? Are we after, you know, Jesus said you would know my people, like his followers, his kids. He said you would know them by their love for one another. Looking around into today's climate, you don't see much of that, right? Philippians, Paul said, listen, I want you to consider others better than yourself. That just doesn't seem to be up there anymore. We have this mudslinging Christianity culture, and where doubting is the new faith. And where if you disagree with me, then then clearly there's a problem. Or if you even hint that the Holy Spirit wants to do more with my life or convict me, then you clearly are religious and controlling. Like, we wouldn't know how to handle that, right? We're just so, don't make me feel uncomfortable. Don't do anything to offend me. You know, don't scream at me. I get that one too from millennials. What do you mean scream at you? That's so ridiculous. Who's screaming at you? Like, you do realize, like, there are people on earth that are passionate. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't want me to scream at you, but if I put you in front of a race car game or a football game or a baseball game, you're going to start screaming. Like, it's so bizarre to me. We're not allowed to show emotion, lift our voice for Jesus. But if I put you in front of your mom's favorite lasagna, and then you start doing jumping jack, get out of here with that. So crazy to me. You wouldn't feel if people were screaming at you if you actually loved people and loved the Lord. There is a conversation we need to have together. And the conversation is 59 scriptures long. We're going to talk about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Are you hungry for more of the supernatural? We invite you to join us for our weekly School of the Spirit nights at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and allow the Holy Spirit to transform your life.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about one another. The Bible is filled with scriptures about one another, right? I'm telling you just to be nice. The Bible commands it, ladies and gentlemen. Loving one another. There's 59 one another's in the scripture. 59. And it's something that I think we should really take inventory and note of. Meaning, Jesus, you said this command. Am I really doing this in my life? So you just sit back and listen, and I will read you 59 one another's in the Bible. The Bible commands us in Mark 9 to be at peace with one another. That's a big one. Are we really at peace with one another? Wash one another's feet. We're going to bypass that one because ain't nobody trying to touch your dogs. Love one another 4 times in John 13. John 15, love one another. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Again, it's the one another scriptures. Honor one another above yourself, Romans 12:10. Really, friends? I mean, think about these in light of the culture we live in today. I realize it's Bible, right? Oh, you're not relevant. Yeah, right. You know what's not relevant? Hell. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's important that we live right and we're doing what the Lord's called us to do. Honor one another above yourself, Romans 12. Live in harmony with one another, Romans 12. Love one another, Romans 13. Stop passing judgment on one another, Romans 14. These are intense. Accept one another as Christ accepts you, Romans 15. Instruct one another, Romans 15. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Don't you dare invade my space, Romans 16. When you come together to eat, wait for each other. Woo! Guilty as all get up right here. 1 Corinthians 11:33. Have equal concern for each other. 1 Corinthians 12. Greet one another with a holy kiss. That's a bunch of Corinthian scriptures. Serve one another in love. If you keep on biting, devouring each other, you will be destroyed by each other. Galatians 5. What a warning for today. If you keep on biting and devouring one another, you're going to be destroyed by one another. Unreal. We're only at 22, so we got to rush. Let us not be conceited, provoking, or envying one another, Galatians 5. Carry one another's burden. Be patient, Galatians 6. Be patient, bearing one another in love, Ephesians 4. Be kind, be compassionate to one another. Forgive one another. Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, Ephesians 5. Powerful. Submit to one another for the reverence of Christ, Ephesians 5. In humility, consider others better than yourself, Philippians. Paul said that, I quoted it already. We're at 28. Don't lie to one another. Colossians 3. Bear with one another. Colossians 3. Forgive whatever you have against one another. Colossians 3. Teach one another. Admonish one another. All Colossians. Make your love increase for one another. 1 Thessalonians. Love each other. Encourage each other. Encourage each other. Build up one another. All 1 Thessalonians. Spur one another towards love and good deeds. Hebrews 10. Encourage one another. Hebrews 10. Don't slander one another, James 4. Don't grumble against each other, James 5. Confess your sins to one another, James 5. Pray for one another, James. Love each other deeply from the heart, 1 Peter 3. Love in harmony with one another, love each other deeply, 1 Peter 3 and 4. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling, 1 Peter 4. Each one should do whatever he has in his heart to serve others. Same thing, 1 Peter 4. Clothe yourself with humility to one another. 1 Peter 5. Greet one another with a kiss of love, 1 Peter 5. And in 1 John 3, 4, and 5, it says, love one another 7 times. We read like 56 scriptures in record time. God is saying something to you and me. We have to think about the one another's. We've got to think about how we are displaying Christ's love to one another. And it can't be based on what you've done for me, what you did for me, how you treat me. The truth is, we've got to love people that are unlovely. We feed these homeless people every day. Let me tell you something. They bite you, put crack in my bathroom, steal all my toilet paper and paper towels. I mean, they do anything. They hurt the place, damage the place. Guess what? You love them anyway. Because if we don't have a love revolution, if we don't have people that are considering one another, loving one another, submitting to one another, encouraging one another, then we're not going to see Jesus displayed in our generation. We must be people that are doing the one another's. And today, who are the people you can encourage? Who are the people you can reach out to? Who are the people you can love on? Because truthfully, you need to start doing some one another's. Who are the people that you can invite for dinner? Tell them a text. I'm thinking of you. I care about you. I love you. I honor you. I appreciate you. Who are the one another's? Because let me tell you something. You better get started. The Bible is telling us to love, to honor, to cherish, to build up, to strengthen, not to quarrel with one another. It's so powerful. One another. So Father, I pray today that you would give us an understanding of your love. We put our love glasses on, looking today throughout the day to love one another, reach out to one another, build up one another. We thank you for this word today, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.